Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Today is Wednesday, September 9th, 2015. It is 4:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. You're listening to the I Love Politics Show. And I'm the host. I'm Bea Sayers. You can call me Bea. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in to the I Love Politics show. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for the opportunity to be here to talk to you about politics, praise, and I do productivity. I'm a firm believer that these three issues must be on your plate daily to achieve life's success. You can do it. Your destiny is in your hands. We live in a society that is political, and you must learn how to act politically. There's always something to be gained or lost. And more times than not, it's up to how you react and how you act. Today, I'm going to talk with you about thug politicians and thug CEOs. Now, for some of you, you're old enough to remember organized crime in America. And if you're old enough to remember it, you might wonder, where did it go? It's not gone anywhere. It's in our politics now more than ever before. And it's open and above board because thug politicians and thug CEOs are operating legalized, organized crime right out in the open every day in America. Is the worst off for it. No difference than the crime you read about in the days of the mafia that you recall if you're old enough or if you're into adventures and read about crime, you can place the stuff that happens today right in with things that happened during the days of the mafia. We have thugs operating our government, and we have thugs operating our corporations, American thugs and foreign thugs, and our thug politicians make it legal by passing bills corporations won't pass that they need to have passed. And the way they do it, there's a group called Alex, and corporations, businesses where you spend your money, businesses where I spend my money, those businesses have signed agreements with Alex, A-L-E-C. And when they sign those agreements, they sign on to do what Alex wants. Whatever Alex wants, Alex gets. And Alex, a group of corporations, hundreds of corporations, they do not want any litigation. They do not want any taxation. And they do not want any regulations. They want voter suppression. And they want school to prisons in inner cities, so that they can get free labor. Prisons that are being privatized across America can get taxpayers' dollars to house prisoners while educators do not deliver to the youth the education that they need to move forward. So when young people are not educated, and when parents of young people do not have jobs, you're going to end up with a group of people who leave school and go straight to prison. And that's free labor for organizations. Industries depend on labor in prisons, the same as when the Black Code laws were written in America after slavery was abolished. Black Code laws were written so that freed slaves will still be giving away their labor, and today it's the same. And it's run by thug politicians and thug CEOs who are operating legalized, organized crime right in our face every day. That's what's happening. And it's happening because the public, the citizens, are not registering to vote, and those that's registered to vote even are not voting in numbers that they should be voting. And too many who are voting against their own interests. We need to understand the reason we vote. We should not be voting for people because of the color of their skin. There are issues that we should be voting on as Americans to make life better for all of us. Issues such as women's income equality. This is something that the Dems want, but the GOP is against. The GOP is against universal background checks when it comes to guns, but the GOP and the voters want it. The GOP is against infrastructure spending, but the Dems and the voters want it. The GOP is against increasing food stamps for households. The cost of food steady goes up, but the GOP wants to cut down and is doing it, cutting food stamp benefits, cutting eligibility requirements. GOP does not want to increase minimum wage and will not. The GOP does not want to extend unemployment benefits, and they did cut unemployment benefits. And many Americans lost homes and transportation and ended up with broken families when they didn't have money coming in that they had worked years and years to receive, but the GOP cut it. The pathway to citizenship is something that the voters and the Dems are for, but the GOP is against the pathway to citizenship. The GOP is against Medicaid expansion, but the Dems and the voters want it because we want more people to live. Medicine, people need medicine. People need medical care. People need preventive medicine. Not on the GOP watch. Public school funding is something that the Dems and the voters want, but the GOP is against public school funding. They want to privatize the schools, closing down schools in communities, inner city communities, and want to privatize school and send taxpayers' dollars to other communities. The GOP is against same-sex marriages, and the voters and the Dems are not against that. You see, the voters and the Dems are for live and let live, civil rights for all people. The Dems and the voters want to overturn Citizens United, but the GOP is for it 100%. You got to vote, guys. You have reasons to vote for the Democrats. And you have reason to hold everybody accountable. Every politician should be held accountable. But the way it's working today, the thug politicians and the thug CEOs are operating legalized, organized crime. And the people, we the people, are paying the price for it. Because politicians got a cushy job, a cushy career. They're slothful and they're crooks. And they get there because of voters being slothful and won't go and do what they should do. Find a way to vote. Register to vote. September 16th, I think, or 27th. September 26th is Register to Vote Day across the country. Do it. Send a message to government that we're fed up and we're not taking it anymore. The cushy job, the cushy career that politicians have, it's time to end it. They get paid a minimum of $174,000 a year, but we don't make them work for it. What kind of stuff is that? They're out campaigning for dollars. Time they get a job, they're campaigning. Time they get a job as a politician, they start campaigning for the next election. And the lobbyists who was their peers are now out there offering them money and act telling them what Alex want them to do for the money, what bill Alex want them to pass for the money. Campaigning for dollars, that's what your politicians do. Your politicians seek to improve themselves and not America. The GOP calls protesters thugs, any city residents lazy. The GOP calls immigrants thieves and dope dealers. And the GOP calls the KKK respectable people who should be honored with their badges that they wear. Over and over you hear where police officers have been called out for being the KKK and lost their jobs because it was proven that they were running KKK in the night and police in the day and vice versa. But that don't hit the news like a lot of other things hit the news. The KKK is called responsible and Black Lives Matter are called hate groups. And they call hate groups because black people are saying, stop killing blacks. And there's no prosecution of police officers when they kill unarmed black people. That's what it's about. Institutional killing of black people, unarmed, and nobody is ever prosecuted for it. People just brush their hands and say, oh, well. They say, well, what about the black people who kill the black people? Well, I think the black people who kill the black people goes to jail, and they are prosecuted for doing so. The problem is when police officers kill unarmed black people who are at the mercy of police officers, the police officers get off. If I meet a police officer in an alley, in the night, I'm not going to be as apt to be ready to try to knock the fat out of his head. But if I meet a stranger, just another person like me in an alley in the dark at night, I'm going to fight to the end. Because you see, our defense goes down when it's a police officer. But we have a shield of protection for ourselves when we meet a stranger in the dark. We try to pretend in America that police officers don't go crazy. They go crazy like everybody else do. They're thieves just like everybody else are. They're mentally ill just like everybody else are. They hate people and they are prejudiced just like everybody else are. They are no different. But we try to pretend when they get hired that they are now there to protect and serve and they are above all other citizens. That's a lie. And we know it's a lie. But it's a game people play. But all people don't play that game. Politicians are out there to improve themselves, but they're not trying to improve America. And that's the problem. Ask the politicians where the jobs are. Ask the GOP where the jobs are. They'll tell you that blacks are just too lazy to work. But Speaker Boehner was the one who said that the CEOs are striking against President Barack Obama because they don't feel he's doing things the way they want it done. So they all strike. But then the GOP is the same ones who will stand up and say black people are too lazy to work and they need to go to work. What are they supposed to do? Go into a company with a gun and hold a gun on somebody for 2 weeks and get a paycheck? One hold a gun on somebody and the others work and get a paycheck? How do you get a job when people have told you that they are on strike against hiring people? When we know others... A certain Hugh are getting jobs, starting businesses. Politicians can pass bills that will create jobs in America, but they refuse to do it because the GOP is against it. The GOP will take a bill, and they will take that bill, and they will attach some kind of low-down, dirty mess to that bill to keep that bill from passing so that they can say, we put a job bill out there, but the Democrats wouldn't vote on it. Well, no, you're not going to vote on a bill if somebody sticks something in the bill that tell you to go kill your own mama. No, you're not going to take just any bill. But see, this is the way the GOP is doing it. Politicians can pass bills to create jobs if they so choose, and they choose not to. And when politicians choose not to create jobs in America, politicians are doing is hurting the masses. And the masses of Americans are none other than white people, because the face of poverty in America is white women and white children. And you better believe it, and you better come to reality of it. That's the face of poverty. And until people have the common sense to understand that every time a bill is cut, more white people suffer from that bill than does blacks. Until people come to understand that this, we are all in this together, it's going to get worse instead of better for the white community, especially. America is 13% black. And it's not just 13% of this country hurting. Oh, no, it's not. White women and white children are hurting. Sex trafficking that's done by greedy, corrupt tissue CEOs and everybody else, those are white males who are indulging in sex trafficking. And guess who they after more than anybody else? Young white girls. And why are these young white girls giving in to it? Because their daddies don't have jobs. Because the daddies are voting for the GOP, and the GOP don't give a poot about the white people who are unemployed in the Appalachians, in the hills, in the mountains, in the valleys, wherever. They don't care anymore about white people being hungry than they do about black people being hungry. Thug politicians do not care. Thug CEOs do not care. They're only interested in their offshore bank accounts. And voters in America, especially white voters, have got to come to realize that the power is in their hands, and they must get out and vote for their own interests. Look around your communities. Now, if you work for your money, you are what is known as poor. But if your money works for you, then you ain't poor. And most people in America work for their money. And when people work for their money, they should be out there together making sure there are jobs, making sure there are wage increases, making sure that there is health care, making sure that their elderly can afford their medicines so that because they are no longer able to work. Making sure that there's daycare available so that young couples can start their lives and have a good life. Making sure that young people who are graduating college can go and get a good job regardless of the color of their skin and contribute to the growth of this country. But all of this, these thug politicians and these thug CEOs, they are the ones who are creating the mess. And they have done it by legalizing, organizing crime. That's where crime is, in government. And we have to stop it, we the people. Politicians, they give tax breaks to millionaires. But the GOP is out there cutting food stamps, cutting the WIC programs, cutting the UI benefits that people can work for, raising the retirement age so that people have to work till they get 70. Just imagine. Some people who sit on their butt all day, yeah, they can work till they get 70. But some people cannot. What about about those who can't. What is supposed to happen if you're 65 and you can't get retirement, but you can no longer work? Not bad enough to get disability, but who hires a 65-year-old person in America to come do a job? How many people, how many corporations are raring and eager to hire a 65-year-old person that's waiting until they get 70 so that they can retire? We got problems, America, and it's thug politicians who are creating these, giving them the leeway to do it. And it's people who are voting against their own interests that's keeping them in office. They ain't got a thing to worry about because they know voters are ignorant or lazy. And those who are not either ignorant or lazy, they can't get to the polls because polls are being shut down across America, making it too far for people to get to. You got children, you got three or four children. Let me see you catch a bus and walk and ride and go through the jungle and everything else to get to vote. People can't do that. And if they're working, there are companies that don't even allow people to take off time, and now they're cutting the hours. This is because of voters. Politicians are thugs, and they know exactly what they're doing to you. Do you care? It's about time we understand that this is the United States of America. And what happens to one of us happens to all of us. We can't be separated anymore. A lot of people might wish it could happen, but it won't happen again. We are the United States of America. We don't have to live in the house with one another, but we got to live in this country with one another. And we got to make things right so that everybody reaps according to their works. We have politicians right now who have passed laws to free up the gun industry from litigation, and innocent lives are lost daily. And what does the GOP say about it? Guns don't kill. People kill. Well, guns, like cars, should be monitored. They should have to have licenses. They should have to go through yearly renewals. People who use them should have to be tested for their own competency, and their guns should have to be brought in to be tested to be sure that their equipment is safe. All of these things with locks and latches and whatever else is needed to protect lives. It's time for term limits at the polls. It's time to cut off lifetime politicians with their lifetime dirty deals that they'd have made with lifetime CEOs. It's time to cut that off. And the way we stop it, we need term limits. And all this mess about voting is term limits, oh no, we need term limits so that these deals with Grover Norquist is ended, so that these deals with Alex, A-L-E-C, is ended, so that these deals with the Supreme Court of the United States is ended. We got people, Congress, senators, governors, and mayors who are nothing but thug politicians, and they're making every dime that they can make. They legalize crime. That's what they're doing, legalizing crime. And this legalized crime leaves too many Americans out in the cold with no jobs, with low pay, with loss of their homes, with bankruptcy because of illnesses, broken families, because when a man is no longer able to take care of his family, he will not stay there year in and year out and watch his family being without. And every time he thinks he got a leg up, that job is gone. He have no savings. The child come to him for something and he have nothing. He fears that the weather is going to catch him without warm air, heat to keep the babies warm. All these things that's happening to America right now does not have to happen if we the people come together and quit fighting one another and realize that our enemy is thug politicians and thug CEOs. And while I say that, I'll say one other thing. Not every CEO and not every politician is a thug. But if they're out there working every day and they're not doing anything for the people, they are part of the problem and they got to go too. Matters not. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, and they need to go. And we have enough time right now before 2016 to demand to see something, some results from these politicians. And anybody that don't give us some results by November 2016, have them pack their little brown boxes and hit the door. Because we don't need you if you can't do nothing for nobody but yourself and your children and your wife and your mistresses and your whatever else. Every day you're hearing the stuff that politicians are doing and going to jail for doing it instead of them out there working for you and I. Well, I don't say every day because most of the time you have to dig to find the information. But I dig to find it. I look for crooked stuff every day, and I keep it because I want to know so when it get within a couple of months or three or four months of time to vote, I'm going to bring all that crud out and start reading and giving dates and everything else and links on where to find it. Because we are not good employers, guys. We employ those politicians. And we let them get away with everything. You can't get away with stuff on your job that politicians get away with. Why do we do that in America? What is wrong? What is wrong? We let thugs run our life, and we seem too many people seem to be happy with it. Thug politicians are using the same handbook over and over, receiving legalized dollars from thug CEOs and never delivering promises that's made to voters because they don't care about the voters. They don't give a poot about voters. Politicians who are racist. We got politicians who are sexist. We got politicians who don't give a poot about nobody no kind of way other than themselves, doing everything they can against their families and everybody else. These are issues that will prevail until good people by the millions get the nerve and the finances to speak out. You have to speak out. There are whites out there right today who say, by my standards, I see black people are treated fair. What are you looking at? When it comes to black employment, last hired, first fired. That's not fair. That's institutional racism. We can fix this, but we have to be willing to go to work and fix it. We have to register to vote, because once we register to vote by the millions, that's all it takes. They track, politicians track registered voters. If during September America get registered, they'll know it. And once they know everybody is registered, they will be afraid to not do more. But right now, they know Americans are not going to register. And they know out of the ones that's registered, most of them are not going to vote. And so they just slap you in your face or take the heel of their hand and bop your forehead. Because you what do you call it, poo-poo the fool? Look, if you don't make up your mind, you want a better economy and do something starting with you, it won't get any better. It won't get any better. As for me and my house, we do politics, we do praise, and we do productivity. And we ain't hurting. We are not hurting. And you don't have to hurt either. Praise, politics, and jobs, it goes together.